I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. An oil port in Libya is reportedly back in the hands of anti-government forces. This after forces loyal to Muammar Gaddafi staged an attack against rebels in the area. So far, Mideast anti-government protests have not spread to the world's largest oil producer, Saudi Arabia, but they have shaken the Saudi stock market. Still, the government there says it's not worried. The world's Laura Lynch reports from Riyadh.
The evening news on state television leads with meetings of top officials from Saudi Arabia and Qatar. Business as usual, despite the turbulence that surrounds the Arab world's wealthiest nation. Just a short stroll across the plaza from the TV studios, the Minister of Information keeps an eye on things. Abdulaziz Khoja's office has one wall covered with TV screens. Khoja will admit to concern about what's happening in places like Libya, Yemen, and Bahrain. But what about here? No problem, the minister says. Stability is the watchword.
Frankly, and we are a very stable country.
It's true there aren't any huge street protests or overt calls for the king to be thrown out, but there are worrying signs. The stock exchange, the biggest in the Arab world, has been sliding for days. Economist John Sfakianakis of the Bank Saudi Fransi in Riyadh says panicky investors fear that protest could spread to Saudi Arabia.
There is fire in Libya, there is fire in Egypt, and there is smoke in the immediate vicinity. There is smoke in Bahrain, and of course there is smoke in Oman. They are concerned, no doubt. One cannot discount that.
Saudi King Abdullah announced new measures last week, including unemployment insurance and promises of more jobs in the public sector. Sfakianakis says it's a start, but not enough to help the kingdom's biggest challenge, the growing number of young people who are unemployed.
I think that this is a serious wake-up call to everybody. And you have youth unemployment between the ages of 15 and 24 at 39.5%. So that is a very big number. And they have to address it.
It is the young, some frustrated by the lack of work, others by the lack of real democracy, who are at the forefront of online calls for Saudi protests. Thousands have signed on to Facebook pages. Others are blogging about their discontent. Minister Khoja boasts that he was among the first in the cabinet to sign up for social media, and he thinks it's time to engage the people he calls the country's sons and daughters.
We have to talk with them in Facebook, in Twitter, in YouTube. We have to know how do they think, you see. And they represent now 65% of our population. They are the future of our country.
In fact, almost 70% of the population is under 30, while many senior members of the ruling family are in their 70s and 80s. Khoja says he doesn't believe there will be any street protests, and he's not worried about his government's image. He points out that journalists like me can work freely in the country.
Nobody is coming with you, and nobody tell you what to do or not to do. You can meet anyone, you can ask anyone.
And I did meet with some of those critical of the government at a nighttime gathering in a tent on the outskirts of Riyadh. One man talks excitedly of the uprisings in other nations and wonders if it could happen here.
Now we are going to win Libya, next Bahrain and Yemen, and Oman is going to maybe Saudi Arabia.
In this group is a mix of young men and veterans of battles past, including Abdullah Al-Hamid, who has spent years in jail after calling for democratic reforms. Al-Hamid urges the younger generation to take to the streets. They listen, but don't seem ready to take the risk. They know Al-Hamid's history. They've heard news of the recent arrest of a Saudi Shiite cleric who called for change. And websites featuring demands for reform have been blocked. It's an indication that even though government ministers say they're not concerned that Saudi Arabia may be next, they are watching and listening very carefully. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Riyadh.
Laura Lynch has been blogging while on assignment in Saudi Arabia. Her posts are at theworld.org.